The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
And now in studio with us is Melissa Wright talking about an upcoming event that a lot have been to each year, the Flags of Remembrance. And it's a pretty cool event because, Melissa, you guys have like 100 more flags this year.
That's correct. We are hoping to have over 400 flags this year. Our exchange club is partnering with the Freedom Trail Foundation, Trail of Tears District, Middle Tennessee Council of Boy Scouts of America. The troops have helped us in the past guarding the flags at night. And this year we're partnering with them and actually putting on the entire event.
The Healing Fields Flags of Remembrance has been going on for, is this the 15th year?
It is.
You'll see folks just kneeling down next to some of the flags, crying, some praying. It's a touching event.
It is. There are so many memories I have from years past. People going off to deployment, they want to have their pictures made with the flags. People who have lost loved ones in recent as well as past wars and conflicts. And then there's people who come with their young children and just want to take a good opportunity to take a picture with the flags and walk through and read the tags. Lots of people put on pictures of who the flag is for, and it's just interesting to go through and read those.
For those who are listening, if somebody would like to sponsor a flag, if they say, you know, I've got a brother who was in the military, I'd like to buy a flag in his honor and maybe say a little something about him, people can do that. They can write a little note, I guess, and put that next to the flag. How does that work?
Well, you can sponsor a flag in advance. Look up Healing Field Murfreesboro, and there's a website at the Colonial Flag Foundation. We get our flags from them. Those are flags made in America. The flags are 3 foot by 5 foot and will be mounted on 8-foot poles. And they can do that online, or they can find a scout or an exchange member and do it in advance. Or you can just walk up Saturday, Sunday, or Monday of Memorial Day weekend, and there'll be a tent set up, and you can do it right there and go out with the person and actually put the tag on the flag while you're there.
And the Flags of Remembrance Healing Field, the actual field where the flags are set up, First United Methodist Church on Thompson Lane. And that's a big location for it. So having 400 flags there, again, 100 more from last year, should be a beautiful sight.
It should be gorgeous. As you drive along Thompson Lane, you can see the flags at night. They'll be lit, and they're beautiful at night. And when the wind catches them and they're all unfurled, it's just beautiful and really touching. The nice thing about the church being helpful for us is they have the parking. We don't have to stop traffic. We don't have to do anything to get people safely to the field from the parking lot. We appreciate their partnership with us and letting us be located there again this year.
Again, Melissa Wright with us this morning, and we're talking about the Exchange Club's 15th annual Healing Field event. And this is an event that's totally free to attend. You don't have to buy a flag or anything like that. You can just come out there and view it.
That's correct. Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, they'll have the posting of the field, and people are welcome to come volunteer and help do that. That's also very inspiring to watch. We'll have rebar already laid on the field where the flags will be posted, and you can get in line with the other volunteers and pick up a flag and help populate the field. And then after that is done, we'll have tags added to the flags, and there will be a short opening ceremony that morning. Then we'll be open. And then Monday afternoon at 5, we'll have a closing ceremony, another short ceremony, and you can take your flag home if you would like, or you could leave it. A lot of people are kind of, I don't really need a flag. Well, you don't have to take it, but you can still honor your person over that Memorial Day weekend.
Okay, so this is, again, Memorial Day weekend, and the first day to come out there and view all of this will be that Saturday?
Correct.
Okay, and then closing ceremonies will be on Monday?
Correct.
Walk us back and tell us something you saw that really stood out to you.
From the very beginning, the very first field was where currently there's a McAllister's. Previous to that, it was a Peter D's out near Belk and the Avenue Shopping Mall. And we were new at this. That year we had 1,500 flags. It was our first one, and it was a little overwhelming in what all we tackled. But we've had the field fit kind of where we are, too, in the years past that. But as I said, we've had people about to go out on deployment. And we've had people who were getting married and then somebody was about to leave. We've had soldiers from World War II, Korea War, Vietnam War. One year we had a gentleman come out, we had a golf cart and took him through the flags. And as he was finishing, he wanted to get out and salute the flags. He said it was probably the last time he'd get to do it. He said he was just thinking of the soldiers that he had served with. Many that are still here are grateful for those who made the ultimate sacrifice.
There's something about seeing that field with all the flags lined up, and then what's even more touching is the stories like what you're talking about, where you have somebody who they served maybe at a wartime, and you mm-hmm. see them out there slowly walking between the flags, and you can just tell that they're thinking back about a lot of stuff that maybe they witnessed during a wartime. But then walking behind them, you may see a grandchild or children of the person, and you can just tell that their children, their grandchildren, they're able to understand what that grandfather went through.
That's correct. The first year we had a large closing ceremony. We had various representatives of the community read the names of the Tennesseans who were lost in the Iraq War, the Freedom.
I remember that.
Yes. Yeah. And in fact, your dad might have been one of the ones that read names. We had several that came and did that. I remember ladies in front of me had on jackets with patches, and it said they were members of WAVES. That was the women that served. But you're right, there were a lot of children there. And it's just a good way for them to kind of be indoctrinated into the importance of our flag and what it means to our community.
During that entire event, I recall that we had teachers here in Rutherford County who were in the reserves, and they were called to active duty. And suddenly you have a substitute teacher the remainder of the year. You've got people who are in business here in town who were in the reserves who they too were called into active duty. I mean, these things have happened over the years. Thankfully, not numerous times, but mm-hmm. enough times that people can look back and remember, and they can remember how scary and uncertain that was.
Our flag is a real symbol, I think, for strength. And I think the community just appreciates the fact that it's being displayed in such a way that you can come out. You may have different ways to remember the Vietnam veterans, for example. You know, they weren't treated as well when they came back. I had a cousin that he didn't really want to go out there because he didn't have good memories. His family bought him a flag and got him to come, and I think it ended up being a healing experience for him. He appreciated it, but his initial reaction was, I don't want to do that. So it can be a healing experience for people too.
Even though we have one of the largest VA hospitals in the South, I don't think people fully realize how many local residents may have served in the military, and then on top of that, how many went to different countries during a wartime.
That's true.
But when you're out here at the healing field and you see all these people coming out there, buying flags, writing notes down and put them next to the flags, I think that really opens your eyes to understand just how many people were impacted by different wars, how many people served in the military locally. These are big numbers.
They are. And you know, when we have had this in the past, we had one gentleman, he was a real Elvis fan, and he sponsored a flag for Elvis several years and brought out a picture to hang with the flag of him in his service uniform. And, you know, it made you smile. There were a lot of tearful pictures to look at, but then you come across that and like, well, he did serve, you know, and that made that gentleman feel good. He wanted to recognize Elvis.
You know, during that era where you had Elvis Presley, who was drafted into the military, you had quite a few celebrities back then who were drafted. Jimi Hendrix was one, and he was actually stationed, from what I understand, at Fort Campbell for a short time.
Yeah, it is amazing. And when you read some of the stories, that some of them didn't just go and entertain. Some of them really served. And it's kind of inspiring to know that they took that call seriously.
It is. And you know, on top of all that, I think they also served as kind of a reminder that this can impact anybody.
That's true.
Again, the Healing Fields Flags of Remembrance, all put together by the Exchange Club, that is going to be Memorial Day weekend, and the flags will be set up next to First United Methodist Church on Thompson Lane. And once more, Melissa, if anybody would like to buy a flag or if they want to learn more information, what do they need to do?
Look for us on the web, Colonial Flag, look up Murfreesboro Healing Field. And like I said, the Boy Scout Trail of Tears District, Middle Tennessee Council of Boy Scouts of America, we're partnering with them, and then exchange members who are here in Murfreesboro. Several are fairly well known, but Rob Jacobs is at First Bank and Rick Thornton's at First National Bank, and I'm retired, so I'm just out and about in the public. There's just several of us that are out and about that if you catch us, but the easiest way, of course, would be just to walk up. If you don't have time or don't think of it before that weekend, just walk up that weekend. And a lot of people who just drive by ask, what are you doing? And then when they see it and they walk through it, they're like, oh, I want to do one of these. So it just as easy to do it that weekend at that, you know, your preference.
And again, this is the 15th year that the Exchange Club has put all this together. And this year there's going to be about 100 more flags when compared to last year. So 400 flags total this year. And again, Memorial Day weekend, big event. As we close, is there anything that, you know, you can think of that maybe we didn't mention that may make people want to come out even more?
Actually, on Saturday afternoon, I'm not sure exactly the time right now, but it's usually 4 or 5, I think, before it gets dark. They start earlier than that. The Boy Scouts have a flag retirement ceremony. And if you've never been to one of those, it is just wonderful to watch the ceremonial process they go through of folding and unfolding, and they burn the flags. And then last year they had so many, they allowed the public to participate in that. So they had two kettles going and they had the public participate, but it was a big crowd there last year, and they had a lot of flags because the Exchange Club had some flags that had finally met their time, and we had donated a lot of flags for that too. I highly recommend that on a Saturday if no one's ever seen that. It's just a really nice event.
And that's a ceremonial event that the Boy Scouts will do, and I know they do collect flags all throughout the year that are, you know, torn, weathered, that don't need to be flying anymore, and they do that ceremony to retire those flags at that event. Can people also bring some of their old flags with them on that Saturday?
They can if they get there before the ceremony. Some people don't realize it's just that one day. So if they're going to do that, they need to bring them that Saturday during the day, because Sunday, while we'll take them, we'll usually bring them here to WGNS if we still get some more and the Boy Scouts aren't around. If they bring them that Saturday, then they can have that taken care of for them.
Again, this is the 15th year that the Exchange Club has put this together, and it will be in the big field next to First United Methodist Church on Thompson Lane. That's near the intersection, I guess, of Thompson Lane and Regency Park.
Just before you get to Memorial.
Okay. And then again, that is Memorial Day weekend. At least 400 American flags all in a row, all set up.
In a military grid.
Set up. Yeah. It's pretty cool. Again, Melissa Wright with us. Well, Melissa, thank you for joining us.
I'm glad to do it.
If it matters to you, it matters to us. More people depend on WGNS for local news that matters. We're your local news leader. News Radio WGNS.
Capstar is now a division of Old National Bank. You'll notice some changes as we complete the transition to Old National Bank. The Murphy Spread team that you know and trust at Capstar are always ready to serve you. We'll temporarily use Capstar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, until the transition's complete. As always, we're ready to serve you at Capstar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, member FDIC.
If you're planning an upcoming trip and want to include your pet, we have all the travel supplies you'll need at Animal City. This is Amanda at Animal City, inviting your family to come do business with my family. Animal City is Murfreesboro's hometown family-owned pet store. We've had the honor and pleasure of serving the community for 33 years. If you want to see some photos of our adorable pets, feel free to check out our Facebook page, Animal City of Murfreesboro, Tennessee. We're at 919 Northwest Broad Street, right here in Murfreesboro.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com. The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Find the latest in local news on our website. It's at WGNSradio.com. Stories like this one. Legislation that was pushed forward by Senator Don White of Murfreesboro and State Representative Mike Sparks of Smyrna calls for the creation of a special task force, all to determine the best method to end illegal street racing here in Tennessee.
We named it the Jake Barnhart legislation due to Army combat medic Jake Barnhart, who was killed by illegal street racer last year while on his way to pick up his own kids.
Barnhart, a 15-year Special Forces Army veteran, was only 34 years old when police say that one of two vehicles believed to be racing one another slammed into Barnhart's car at 100 miles per hour. The two cars that were racing each other, two Dodge Challengers, one of which was a Dodge Hellcat with about 750 horsepower. Now this bill, House Bill 2062, it will form a 17-member task force, and it did pass this week. Mike Sparks told WGNS that the task force, to study potential laws and regulations all to curb illegal street racing, will include
law enforcement and mayor's appointments.
Now, the chief of the Murfreesboro Police Department is also named to that task force and will serve on that study committee, along with the commissioner of safety and the colonel of the Tennessee Highway Patrol. Sparks, a Republican in the State House of Representatives, went on to describe the late Army veteran whose vehicle was allegedly struck by a so-called street racer last year.
He was a father and a son and just a special guy and lost his life due to someone being very irresponsible.
Barnhart died on March the 6th of last year, and he lived in Clarksville, Tennessee, served as a Special Forces combat medic in the 5th Special Forces Group of the United States Army. The very first meeting of this task force will be between now and August 1. In January of next year, that task force is expected to present their findings and their recommendations on how to handle street racing to the Tennessee General Assembly. Now, there are several other pieces of legislation that are in the works, all of which have a special focus on street racing, and the other pieces of legislation all focus on those caught drag racing and how their car could be seized and more. But you can read details about all of these proposed legislative measures on our website. It's all at WGNSradio.com. And speaking of vehicles on the roadway, the Tennessee Highway Patrol, they are planning an upcoming sobriety checkpoint. We have details about that checkpoint on our website. It's at WGNSradio.com. But the DUI checkpoint, it's going to be, well, THP, I should say, is going to be tied in with the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office and the Rutherford County Traffic Safety Task Force. And they are going to be setting up a sobriety checkpoint. It'll be from 11 p.m. at night up until the following morning. And they don't have an exact time, but more than likely it'll end around 1 a.m. on Saturday. This is May 31st going into Saturday, June 1st, the checkpoint. And during this time frame, THP officers, along with members of that task force there, they will conduct thorough checks all to identify drivers that may be driving while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Sobriety checkpoints are, of course, a longtime tool in the toolbox of law enforcement that focuses on reducing the number of impaired driving incidents, decrease fatal accidents, and enhance public safety. By removing impaired drivers from the roadway, the THP aims to save lives. Residents and drivers in the area are advised to be aware of the upcoming checkpoint and to make appropriate plans to hitch a ride with a sober driver. In other words, drive sober, travel safe, and legally. Again, special checkpoint coming up May 31st, Friday going into Saturday morning. And this will all be set up on South Rutherford Boulevard here in Murfreesboro. Tennessee Highway Patrol, the one putting all this together, working with the Rutherford County Traffic Safety Task Force.
Once more, that's another story that you can read more about on our website. And you're tuned to WGNS Murfreesboro. As always, we appreciate you listening to the Action Line each and every morning. We have a lot more coming your way next, including a look at the news, both local and around the country.